guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about Jada Pinkett Smith has admitted to having an affair with a musician, August Alsina, while married to Will Smith. Now, I don't know if Will has been inappropriate, but the biggest story I found out there was that he took some kind of fun, slightly risque photos with Margot Robbie after their photo shoot of the Squad movie. But that, to me, doesn't really weigh up against a four-year relationship behind your husband's back. I think it was 4 years. We'll get to talking about this. But this is another example. So many times I talk about you guys are... You know, I beat myself up. After when I was married and I got divorced, I beat myself up. I said, what did I do? How could I have improved this? What could I have done to fix this? Was I not masculine enough? Did I not bring in enough money for the family? Family being her and I don't have any kids. What was it? Was I not attentive? And you know, your brain goes crazy with all these things that you said. Maybe I didn't, and maybe I could have, and maybe I should have, and maybe I would have. And again, not saying that Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's relationship necessarily was perfect, but I don't know about you, but if you're Will Smith, rapper slash successful musician, really talented actor, and I'm going like, if you haven't seen the movie Ali, go watch him in that. He did a great job as Muhammad Ali. He does a lot of fun movies too. So he does have a wide spectrum of talent. And you've had kids and, you know, you've been married for a long time. What more does a guy have to do? So let's read the story. And then I'm going to show you where she actually lied about it a year ago. And made it sound as if it was Will Smith's fault for them being on the rocks and having problems. Let's get recording and we'll talk about it. All right. I pulled this one from news.com.au. Jada Pinkett Smith has admitted to having an affair with musician Augusta Alsina while still married to Will Smith. The Girls Trip actress, 48, made the revelation during a conversation with her husband on a Facebook show, Red Talk Table. Oh, great. What a great time to have that revelation while you're on a Facebook show. Brilliant. Explaining it happened 4 years ago after she met the younger man through her son, Jaden. I'm sure they talked about it before they were on Facebook. According to Jada, her marriage had been going through a difficult time and the couple had basically broken up. Sure, that's really easy to say. Can you imagine being in a difficult place with your wife and she's telling everybody else, well, we've basically broken up. But you might not know it, but apparently she felt that way. And instead of working through things with your husband during this difficult time, you just decided to step out on him. Brilliant. Jada said her relationship with August was initially about helping him, as he'd been very sick at the time. It all started with him just needing some help, me wanting to help his health, his mental state, she explained to her husband. Why? Why would you take up the mantle? Why would you take up the task of helping some other dude, especially when you're in a marriage? What is the point of that? This is why a lot of times, if you're in a relationship, it is not good to have friends of the opposite sex unless you're a group friends, because you never quite know what can happen. I read stories all the time where things happen inappropriately between couples, husbands and wives and that kind of stuff. She says the outpouring for him from our family was initially about his health. Oh, great. So that the family decided to help him, and then she just decided to latch on. We found all those different resources to help pull him through. And from there, you and I were going through a very difficult time. Will agreed, telling her, I was done with you. The couple had then agreed to separate for a period of time. Now, did Will say this, or did she say that Will said this? He looks like a champion. I was in a lot of pain. I was very broken. In the process of the relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside yourself, Jada said, after trying to find happiness in another man's pants. I just wanted to feel good. It had been so long since I felt good, and it was really a joy just to help heal somebody.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's what I got to say about that one. Yeah, you helped him heal, all right. Helped him heal his blue balls. The couple's bombshell interview came after August 27th spoke public, or August. Okay, let me try that again because I thought they were given his age. The couple's bombshell interview came after August 27 spoke publicly about his affair with the actress and insisted Will had given them his blessing, a claim both Will and Jada firmly denied. So Will says there, I did not do this, or she did not do this with my blessing, and she said, I didn't do it with his blessing either. That sounds like cheating to me. The only person that can give permission in that circumstance is myself, Jada insisted on the Red Table Talk. Hey, you know what would be a good idea? Maybe to have the permission from, I don't know, just a crazy idea here, your husband? Crazy talk. I'm just, you know. Last week, August claimed that he had a conversation. But what August was probably trying to communicate, because I could only see how he could see it as permission, because we were separated amicably. And I think he wanted to make it clear that he's not a homewrecker, because he's not. No, he's not. You might be, however, by the sounds of it. Last week, August claimed he had a conversation with Will due to the transformation of their marriage to life partner, and that he gave me his blessing in an interview with The Breakfast Club's Angela Yee. He said he was introduced to Jada in 2015 when he was just 23 years old. So that means if this was 4 years ago, that means he was 24 in 2016. So a 47-year-old and a 24-year-old dude. Oh, he just healed me. He was so good to feel loved again. You know, when men do this and men step out on their wives for the younger women, oh, they're raked mercilessly across the coals. But not so much when it's the other way around, I guess. With August even holidaying with the Smith family in Hawaii in 2016 and attending the 2017 BET Awards with them. Man, that's just wrong. That's just so wrong. I mean, talk about, you eat. Etou Brute, putting a knife right in his back. He even claimed to have fallen in love with the actress. I totally gave myself to the relationship for years of my life, and I truly and really, really deeply love and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it. So much so to the point that I can die right now and be okay with knowing that I truly gave myself to somebody. How'd you like to be Will Smith and hear somebody talking about your wife like that? And again, they weren't separated according to this. I think they're still married, aren't they? I don't know. And I really loved a person, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's what Jada Pinkett Smith's response to if Will Smith cheated from last year. So here's an article from last year. Now remember, this relationship happened before that and maybe even during this. Or she said maybe 4 years ago. I don't know. The way they've worded this is kind of crazy. But it's in the past at this point. I know that much. And so she gets interviewed. They ask her, what's your response to if Will Smith cheated? Hollywood power couple Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, been fairly open about the ups and downs of the relationship. In a recent teaser video of her Facebook talk show, Red Table Talk, Jada 47 finally cleared the air about cheating rumors that have plagued their marriage over the years. Speaking with the guest couple therapist, Esther Pearl, Jada revealed that she had been severely questioned on the infidelity issues facing their marriage. However, she explained that there have been other betrayals of the heart that were more than an infidelity situation. She said, I'm asked a lot about if there's infidelity in your relationship with Will, and it's like, no. But there have been other betrayals of the heart that have been far bigger than I could even think in regards to an infidelity situation. That makes it sound like Will did the infidelity of the heart, where apparently it was really her. For those who don't know, Jade had spoken about the couple's relationship in an episode of her talk show back in February. At the time, she said, personally, in my journey, what I had to realize was that I had to find all the peace, love, and joy within my heart in order to bring it to the table to share. Will had to go away and find the peace, love, and joy in his heart to share. So that's what we share instead of our traumas from our childhood, of all our insecurities and fears that we have usually come to the table with our relationships to have our partners fix. Although the clip didn't give us a chance to see if she spoke more on exactly the betrayal that's bigger than cheating was, but we hope our 50-year-old Will and Jada have moved on from whatever issue that it was that grew apart from the couples. And they say, what do you think Jada meant by other betrayals of the hearts? So, is there a comment here? I wonder if, let me see if there's any comments here. Probably not. I don't see any comments. So, to me, that makes it sound as if she's kind of putting it on Will, as Will had a betrayal of the heart, not her. And she said, she specifically said, I'm asked about it a lot. Is there infidelity in your relationship with Will? And it's like, no. Well, that's a lie. And that's a lie because here you've said that, I mean, you had another dude falling in love with you. And you said you had a relationship with him 4 years ago. So you've been lying. Now, the only thing I could find about Will, and I'll put the link down below, but it's really not much of a story. I typed in Will Smith affair, and the biggest thing is it says Will Smith caught in a cheating scandal as racy photos of actor with Focus co-star Margot Robbie emerge. And it was like a pretty tame, like, photo. And it doesn't really say anything in here if that like didn't mean anything or not, and but in this article they do say that they didn't have an open relationship. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, I've read the story about. I mean, you look at what you know. You look at what Prince Harry is going through. You look at what Tom Brady goes through. You look at some of what these the multiple divorces of Brad Pitt and like Angelina Jolie, and you look at all these other guys, these stars. Do you know who seems to be happy? Leonardo DiCaprio and all his girlfriends under the age of 25. If you didn't watch my previous video, look at Scott Adams. That's the video I recorded just before this one. Look at Scott Adams and his very young and attractive 30-year-old model girlfriend. These men are rich, they're powerful, in most cases they're attractive, they're talented or skilled or a good at something. Will Smith's good at a lot of things. And these guys are still getting cheated on. And these guys are still getting left. And these guys are still getting divorced. And these guys are still having custody fights. I've got one coming up I'm going to read about De Niro. He's got a custody battle, or not a custody battle, how much he has to pay to his ex. And you look at all these guys and you go, okay, maybe they goofed up. Maybe they did. I don't know in all cases. But there's a lot of situations where you say, I don't see anything. Like on this, I don't see any definitive proof that Will did something wrong. And maybe there's something that never hit the news. I get that. But if a guy does that to you and he screws up and you're angry with him, then you know what? Divorce him. And take, you know, take your fair share of the relationship and move on. But if you're going to say, hey, you know what, let's fix this, let's work through this, even if they did screw up, if you're going to say, let's give it a shot, and they agree, then give it a shot. Don't later on say, well, you did this, so now I'm going to do it. It doesn't work that way. You can't do the tit for tat kind of thing. All right. But again, in a lot of these cases, I don't see where guys have done it. So I don't know. So, fellas, next time you're feeling down and out and a little bummed out because your girlfriend broke up with you or your wife stepped out on you or something like that, I got news for you. You and all these people with money and looks and talent and act, it happens to them too. You're no different. It's all the same. You got steamrolled just like the rest of us do, so welcome to the party. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos if you haven't. I've put out, like, I don't know, closing in on 300 for the year so far. And if you want to donate a little something, a penny per video this year will come to like $5. If I can get enough donations, I can get off YouTube. And I would like that at some point in time so I don't have to rely on their ad dollars. And everybody always assumes everybody else will be nice and donate, and then you don't get much. So if you want to shoot me a couple bucks, I'd appreciate it. I won't mention that every time, but I'm back from vacation. I figured I'd put it out there just once or twice, but that'll be it. Guys, I'll leave it there. Better Bachelor, Joker. Remember, if it happens to you, it happens to us all at some point, or at least the vast majority of it. Move on. Don't give it a second thought, because if it'll happen to Will Smith, it'll happen to you too.